You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
No Kirsten today because she's off hobnobbing in England at a big academic conference, but we've got Amelia Berry. Kia ora, Amelia. How are you?
Hello. It feels very strange to be introduced on Breakfast without a fake last name.
Yeah, exactly. This is literally you in your true form today. Really your truest form, because you're talking about twee this morning as a genre, as a concept, as a world. What is twee for the uninitiated, Amelia?
Well, so when you asked me if I wanted to do this, at first I was like, well, you know, we could talk about Tropicalia. And then I was like, no. I need to set the record straight.
Please.
I come not to bring peace but a sword, okay, as good. Jesus would say.
You woke up and chose violence this morning.
Yeah.
At 10 past 6 in Melbourne, I should say. Thank you very much for getting up this early to talk about music.
It's my pleasure. It's my mission in life. Twee is like a descriptive word, you know, means cutesy. People use it to describe a lot of like, oh, I'm playing the ukulele, I'm wearing a vest. Ah, oh,
Zooey Deschanel, 2011, you know?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. It's also used as, you know, a term of art.
Okay.
Like a specific genre term referring to like a subcategory of like shambling DIY jangle pop beginning in the UK in the mid 80s and then blossoming in kind of globally into the 90s.
Love it. I'm going to hit the first track while we have now set the scene, set the stage.
Awesome. I love the song.
So good. Now, who are we listening to here, Amelia?
So this is The Field Mice with Emma's House. How does Travelling Tunes work? Do I talk over this?
Yeah, you talk over it. Yeah, we just yap. That's the okay. the whole thing.
Yeah. So this is a single on Sierra Records, which is a UK label, founded in 1986 or 87, I think. This is Sierra 12, their 12th release.
Oh wow!
And that's not it. Come on, Rachel, that's not exciting.
I've missed being razzed on the radio as we go.
and Sierra is really kind of the, like, one of the, like, benchmarks for the sound that would become twee. So when it's in the UK, it's no one really calls it. No one calls it twee because twee is much more insulting in the UK.
Yes.
It's a term that would kind of come about in America in the 90s and then be retrospectively applied to this music.
Okay. That is interesting. I didn't really realize that was the way the word sort of landed as a label.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, the way that people think of it now, there's stuff that goes all the way back to kind of like the late 70s, early 80s in the DIY scene. So, you know, alongside punk, you get bubbling up these kind of like strange, like bookish, cutesy DIY people like Trixie's Big Red Motorbike.
They've all got great names. I think this is a very important part of the genre as well. Good names.
Yeah, absolutely. You get the Pastels, you get bands like that in the kind of like early 80s, and then that all kind of feeds into this explosion kind of in like 86, 87. One more thing I need to set the record straight on, Rachel.
Please.
Hacks will tell you that C86 is the source of this music. People are probably listening to this now being like, oh, it's kind of C86.
What is C86?
C86 is an NME compilation of independent guitar music put out in 1986.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, and it's very jangly. And it includes some stuff like early Primal Scream, before they went electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is on there? Maybe the Bodines or something. But that's much more like Creation Records, rockish, you know. We love psychedelic music. We love The Move. We're going to wear sunglasses. they just also have kind of chiming guitars.
I
think that the real key for unlocking twee is to go back to 1982 and you gotta find the Cherry Records compilation Pillows and Prayers. And that's just like,
now that is a twee name.
Absolutely. But it's a real like hodgepodge of weird stuff. It's got like a voice recording of Quentin Crisp. It's got Marine Girls on there, which is Tracy Thorn's first band.
Great band.
So kind of like acoustic DIY bossa nova type stuff. It's got like kind of odd electronic music. It's got a little bit of like post-punky stuff. And that's like, that's the real mix that comes into this.
Okay,
it's less about...
C86, that's for hacks. We're talking...
C86 is still good. But saying that C86 is like the source for this music is like...
You're just like...
Hands, rise up.
Exactly. Let's have a little bit of this track, I reckon.
Oh, please.
How many heavenly tattoos have you got, Amelia?
I think just one.
Just the one?
I've got three t-shirts.
Three t-shirts and one tattoo is pretty good.
Yeah. Yes. I think I've said my piece of fury, and we can kind of have a bit more of it.
Okay, so we've set the record straight now. We know where Twee's coming from. We know how the label's been retroactively applied. We know where people are wrong. What is this?
I always know where people are wrong.
Yeah, you do.
So this is Heavenly, and they really in some ways kind of bridge the gap between that like early British like proto stuff that gets retroactively called twee, and then the scene in America that ends up like inventing the term. So they start off as a band called Tallulah Gosh.
Again, the names are so good.
Yeah, well, I think they're named after a quote that Claire Grogan from Altered Images gave. Like, she said, "Oh, Tallulah Gosh," in an interview. Tallulah Gosh is kind of a bit more like punky and scrappy than this. And then they last for a couple of years, and then in 1989 they kind of transform into Heavenly, who put stuff out on K Records, which is Beat Happening's label. People may have heard of K Records. Kurt Cobain was obsessed with K Records.
Kurt Cobain, honestly, the man had taste. He was all about twee, and he was all about the, you know, the girl punks and all the kind of like cool sounds like that.
You know what? Then the rock dudes. Controversial, Rach. Yeah. But Kurt Cobain, pretty legit.
Really hot takes this cool morning. Guy. That guy was cool. Someone says, I know you're not going to like this tweet. Someone says, could the Smiths fit in twee?
Question mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of that kind of associated sound.
Okay.
Along with, they're closer to that kind of C86.
They're on a bridge between the two, maybe. No?
I mean, I don't want to get, like... Like, in interrogating the differences between, you know, independent guitar music is...
That's a thesis.
Actually, you know what? You're right. They are a little bit closer because they share a kind of a core girl group influence.
Okay.
You know, like, the Smiths are taking a lot from, like, Sandy Shaw and Twinkle and those kind of, like, UK girl group type performers.
That makes sense.
That's also a big influence on bands like Tallulah Gosh.
I was about to ask, what is the kind of where does the sound spring from? Because we sort of know what it sounds like, this jangly, bright, kind of fun, fresh sound. But what is that influence board? Where does it kind of come out of?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real mixture of things. It's partly a kind of like 60s obsession, particularly girl groups. But then also like some more of the kind of like bubblegum type stuff, you know, the Monkees.
Yep.
The Archies, the Birds. But then also it's very kind of like bedroom outsider,
yep.
Which is its own kind of like mixed sound genre in the UK. And the kind of like, you know, as punk happens, there are more opportunities to self-record, self-release, you know, organized performances of music. And a lot of people don't want to do that with punk music. They want to do that with
pop music or
strange,
something.
Yeah, basically pop music. They're like strange little pop music. And that's the kind of like milieu that it comes out of. So like,
not everyone wants to be smelly and a bit mean.
As I'm always saying.
I love punk, don't get me wrong.
And I think one of the really interesting things about the music that ends up being called twee from the UK is a lot of it is the music that's made by women, music that's made by gay people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little, you know, which to call that like outside the thing today sounds weird, but you listen to a compilation of like 80s guitar music and it's not going to be that.
Maybe one girl and one person in the closet or something on there, you know.
Yeah. And she'll be on the bass, whereas
Hey, shout out to all the girl bassists though, because they're really holding it down.
Think you needed that.
What a song.
It's so good. Black Tambourine, Throw Aggie Off the Bridge.
Yes. So this is kind of like more of the mature twee sound.
There's a few pedals going on in this one, you know?
Yeah, there's like two guitar sounds in twee. There's like, you know, extremely jangly ears bleeding, and then there's like razor blade Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah.
Kind of. this is like displays a lot of the key elements of like when it's like a scene in the 90s and you get it kind of all over the world. You get it in Australia. You've got like the Lucksmiths and Cat's Meow and bands like that. And then in Germany you have Marsh Marigold Records. It's happening all over.
What about New Zealand? What did we have going on for us in a twee space?
Yeah, we didn't have that much. Because it's kind of like adjacent to Creation Records, and all those guys were obsessed with Flying Nun. So we kind of had like the original, you know, formula back here.
Yeah.
But there were some bands. There was a band called The Perfect Garden who had some stuff that's pretty adjacent to this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one really interesting thing about like twee when you get to the 90s is that half the songs are about other like twee bands.
It becomes very much like a very kumbaya type of a thing. They're all just singing about each other, sometimes a little bit rudely.
I don't know if kumbaya is right, because this song Throw Aggie Off the Bridge is about murdering Aggie from the Pastels so that Stephen Pastel from the Pastels will fall in love with you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that's not very kumbaya.
but yeah, I think a really big aspect of it in the 90s is the fandom, the kind of like button badge, zine. This is like my community is, you know, we're all listening to Cuddlecore, which is an offshoot of it. And that kind of ends up reaching its like either apotheosis or nadir, depending on your vibe, in Tullycraft, who have a song called Twee that is just like basically a kind of it's like We Didn't Start the Fire for jangle pop.
Oh, I love it. Feels like a perfect place to end. Amelia, thank you very much for bringing us like the most comprehensive history of twee, setting the record straight. Very much appreciate it this morning. And also appreciate you getting up at literal 6 a.m. to do it. So we'll let you get back into bed and we will see you very soon. Ka kite.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, such a joy.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.